Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Can Bobby Slowick and will Bobby Slowick dial up the help often enough to keep it from being a problem? Number one. Number two, when he does dial it up, can Dalton Schultz give us more?
Okay.
I mean, forget about everybody else. I mean, they can put Cade Stover in the game. They can put Irv Smith in the game if they want to. But the reality of it is, you got a $12 million tight end. His ass got to be better. And so, can he get in there? Like, I would pay some of my own good earned hard earned money if I could just see Dalton Schultz just be outside the tackle, and when Blake Fisher sits back one time and makes contact, I want Dalton Schultz to just ear hole his ass. Just show me that you got a little bit of dog in you. I don't even, hell, you miss for all I care. But I want you to aim at his ear hole, aim at his rib cage, and let that sucker know, hey, I'm gonna be here all day, baby. My man's got help today. Just one time, just show me that you'll fight. That's all I want.
I'll accept just getting in the way.
Well, he's been doing that.
I mean, getting in the way long enough to hold it.
He knows how to run up there and get in the way now.
Get in the way long enough. Coming up behind us, the Hall of Famer, John.
Don't get me started on dogs.
John McClain, we know. He'll jump on with the fellas right after that. And then Area 45 comes up behind that. All right, Tyler, let's get your best bets as you have struggled all week. Let's just be honest.
That's one way to say it.
I'm just saying, 2-for-6 on Monday, 2-for-5 on Tuesday, and yesterday, 2-for-6, but today changes. It's Thursday.
You're
football.
Damn every, right.
Every day we've got big time football until Tuesday. What's your best bets today?
We got an Orange Bowl flavor for best bets on a Thursday. Going to go with this college football game tonight between the Irish and the Nittany Lions. Penn State, Notre Dame. I got three best bets for you in this game. First off, by far my favorite one, Penn State +2. I actually have one as well on the money line. If you can find a good money line, some good money line odds on Penn State, I think they're winning this football game. Next, I'm on the under for this game. Whenever I placed my bet, it was at 45 points, under 45. And then one more, it's a first half bet. Penn State scores over 9.5 points in the first half tonight against the Irish. Book it. Let's go 3-for-3. Get some money back.
I get up, calm down there, champ. I get
energy was great.
The message
didn't
trailed off a little bit. Trailed off a little bit, but the under 45 I love.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame and their defense, especially, they just play games where they choke the clock down. So, of all of those, that is absolutely my favorite. I think Notre Dame wins tonight, but that one's absolutely my favorite.
I like Penn State so much tonight that I'm scared to bet it.
You want me to place a bet for you, bro?
I'm good. I'll call you later.
Come on, man. I got room.
Hey, you better call him later, and you better stay on him, because you know when you don't do it right now, like he's got 1,000 things he's doing back there. It may slip his mind. That's all right. You think on it. I don't want you to spend your money. Coming up behind us, McClain, the general, will join Texans All Access. Area 45, Bajani Creighton and Chris Santiago coming up behind us. Tomorrow, again, we are at Buffalo Wild Wings. And Katie, come hang out with us on a little football Friday. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
I asked Tyler a little late. I said, hey, man, you got these clips for me? And I looked down. It's Bobby Slowick 6 and Bobby Slowick 9. He said, 69, I got it for you.
Now that made me football horny.
Hey, if I'd have realized the numbers, right there, there's no doubt about it that T would have had this thing ready.
Y'all big 69 guys?
Huge.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Competition to me.
Like a bunch of human puzzle pieces. Yep.
Who's going to quit first? Who's going
to
tap out?
Do you prefer
first?
To be inverted or like...
But anyway.
Horizontal?
Shout out to Shaq Mason.
I smell sex and candy. Yeah.